here they come knocking at your door, the Happy Gang.
Who's there?
It's the Happy Gang!
Well, come on in.
Happy with the Happy Gang. Happy at your day with the bang.
A happy Thursday to you from the boys in K-Stokes. We hope you like our music, our songs, and our jokes.
Keep happy in the Happy Gang way. Keep healthy with the chuckle each day. Because if you're happy and healthy, the heck with being wealthy. So keep happy with the Happy Gang.
From Toronto, Canada, the Coast to Coast Network, to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and the Mutual Broadcasting System, bring you the Happy Gang, featuring Kathleen Stokes at the organ, and also the violin, Cliff McKay at his clarinet, Jimmy Navarro at his vibraphone, Eddie Allen at his accordion, Bobby Jimby at his trumpet, Jonah Hosey's big bass fiddle, Lou Snyder at the piano, and yours truly, Hugh Bartlett, speaking for Bert Pearl. So,
keep happy and healthy, the heck with being wealthy. Keep happy with the Happy Gang.
Oh, man, wonderful. Hiya, friend, and a happy Thursday to you. This is Hugh Bartlett speaking for Bert Pearl and hoping you'll join us for the next half hour. For those of you who perhaps have been unable to hear the show so far this week, the reason is very simple. Did you ever try and shut a radio announcer up? It just can't be done. But seriously, for those of you who don't know, Bert will be away from the program for 2 to 3 weeks. Right now, he's in New York on business. As a matter of fact, I was speaking with him on the phone just a few minutes ago. And as soon as that is concluded, he's going to try and grab himself a couple of weeks of well-earned rest, and I might say much needed. He's been feeling pretty beat lately, and he'll be back here in no time at all and put us all to shame with his vitality. Now, I mentioned all just a moment ago, which reminds me to tell you that all the rest of the kids are present and accounted for, and to get us underway today, we have the Dixieland group raring to go with a tune that first saw the light of day way down south where they say you all, and it's labeled Sugarfoot Stomp. Cartoon so dear to my heart. Disney's done it again, and I'm sure you'll agree as you hear Ed sing, So Dear to My Heart.
So dear to my heart, that September day, with the leaves turning brown and when you were the dream I would hold, so dear to my heart. So dear to my heart, that December day, when we strolled down a snow-white lane, the kiss that we shared will remain. So dear to my heart. And when it's springtime and fields are dressed with flowers, you're the sweetest flower in view. Oh, how I treasure all the happy hours and the dreams I shared with you. They bloom in my heart, in a corner apart. Every sweet, tender memory. As long as I live, they will be so dear to my heart. To my heart, that December day, when the first touch of frost and snow had painted each tree in the row, so dear to my heart. I still can picture the flowers in a shower and that picnic in July, and I still treasure each and every hour of those years that had to fly. They're locked in my heart, in a corner apart, while I tenderly hold the key. As long as I live, they will be so dear to my
tribute to your Red Cross, you help in the carrying out of many Red Cross services. One of them, the disaster service. When disaster in any form strikes a community in the nation or its possessions, the Red Cross goes into action at once to provide the basic needs of shelter, food, clothing, and medical care. After the emergency is over, the Red Cross assists in rehabilitation of victims needing further help by repairing and rebuilding homes, supplying household furniture and equipment, providing long-term medical and nursing care. In terms of expenditures, scope of operations, and number of disaster personnel and assisting volunteers at work, last year saw the greatest Red Cross disaster relief effort since the record 1937 Ohio-Mississippi River floods. Now, during this period, the Red Cross allocated over $12 million for the relief and rehabilitation of more than 300,000 victims. Catastrophes in 1948 seriously depleted Red Cross disaster funds. These must be replenished. Now, back to Hugh Bartlett.
See that it's exactly 2 weeks today till the 17th of March and St. Patrick's Day. And that we on the gang, we're going to freshen ourselves up a little on a couple of Irish tunes. Well, we have a brand new one for you, featuring one of the fattest Irishmen in existence, Cliff McKay. And it's called O'Leary is Leery of Falling in Love. Cliff?
O'Leary is leery of falling in love, falling in love, falling in love. O'Leary is leery of falling in love again. Now Patrick O'Leary was heartsick and weary. He set out to find him a wife. He said, sure, 'twill be easy, but girls drove him crazy. 'Twas nothing but trouble and strife. O'Leary is leery of falling in love, falling in love, falling in love. O'Leary is leery of falling in love again.
There was Bridget O'Brien, who still has some science, and she left a scar on his heart. She spent all his money and said to him,
honey, I think that it's time we should part.
There was Molly Maguire, who set him on fire whenever he looked into her blue eyes. But when he popped the question, she wound up by yes and a dozen or so other guys.
O'Leary is leery of falling in love, falling in love, falling in love. O'Leary is leery of falling in love again.
There was Rosie O'Day with her cute roguish way. He was sure he'd found somebody true. But she married Hogan. Now O'Leary's slogan is, with loving girls, I am through. That's it. But Patrick O'Leary, contented and cheery, spends most of his time with the boys. They have a good fight every Saturday night. And to him, that's the greatest of joys that it is.
O'Leary is leery of falling in love. Falling in love, falling in love. O'Leary is leery of falling in love again.
There was Bridget O'Brien, who still has him sighing, and Molly Maguire, who set them on fire, and Rosie O'Day with her cute roguish way. But Patrick O'Leary, although he is cheery, he's leery of falling in love.
Ask our own Colleen, Kathleen Stokes at the organ, and Jimmy O'Namara and his vibraphones to combine their talents in one of the traditional and loveliest of all Irish airs, My Wild Irish Rose. Kay and Jimmy, if you please.
Thank you.
A newspaper reporter, Lifebelt McKay, one of the few men who wears his life preserver under his skin, is interviewing farmer Quagmire Swillpail. And as we look in on the scene, we find the reporter and the farmer returning from the milking barn. So let's listen as Lifebelt says...
That's the finest herd of milking cows I've seen in this state, Quagmire.
Wipe your feet before we go into the house. Great bunch of cows out there in the barn.
And you were telling me those cows give the most requested grade-A milk in the country, right?
I'd bet on that with Joe Niozzi's last dollar.
But look, can you tell me why your cows give better milk?
Very simple solution. A little trick of mine.
Uh-huh.
You see, each night when the cows are ready to go to sleep... I go up to the barn, make sure every cow is sleeping on her back.
You make sure each of your cows sleeps on her back? But why?
Ain't nothing to it, really. Just so's when I come out to milk them in the morning, the cream's always on top. Oh, get me out of that one. A couple of years ago, at the conclusion of our broadcasting schedule, the entire gang went on a tour of the West. Well, the show was pretty well set, but we always noticed that the trio of numbers coming up right now, played by Bobby Jimby, always stopped the show. This trio of numbers includes Bobby's impersonations of, first of all, Harry James' theme, Cheery Beery Bin, Henry Bussey's Hot Lips, and in conclusion, Clyde McCoy's Sugar Blues. You're on, Bobby.
Thank you.
Today's armed services are large, school-going organizations. Through the facilities of the U.S. Armed Forces Institute, a higher percentage of servicemen than ever before are studying formal educational subjects ranging from business administration to English literature. In addition to the Institute, the services conduct numerous technical schools in such fields as radar, radio, diesel and jet engines, aviation, sea and underwater specialties. And while the primary purpose of these schools is to train servicemen for military specialties, they also provide a training that is useful in civilian life. Nearly all of these courses, both technical and cultural, are accredited by most of the country's schools and colleges. Thus, many men and women in the services have the opportunity to continue their education in a wide variety of fields. And upon return to civilian life, they will find their training to be of untold value. If you'd like more information concerning the possibility of your volunteering for enlistment in one of our armed services, contact your nearest recruiting officer. Now, back to the Happy Gang and Hugh Bartlett.
Here's a new song we think you'll be hearing a lot from, but often. Eddie Allen and My Dream Is Yours.
My dream is yours. My dream is yours alone. It's all I spending time pretending I'm a rover, and when I dream it over, I'm in clover and everything is fine. My dream is yours. Isn't much to give, but while I live, my dream is yours. So, darling, may I say I love you till the theme of every dream begins to shine.
Another, so here's Cliff with a brand newie, and it's called Someone Like You.
Someone like you cures everything gloomy, turns wrong into right, brightens the night, brings happiness to me. Makes me luckier than throwing a sip, and takes me nearer to heaven than anyone's allowed to do. When your heart is talking, I feel like I'm walking on a cloud. With someone like you, someday I'll find someone I can boast to. Somebody to hug, a bug and a rug to snuggle up close to. And whenever I do, do you know the who I'll give the most to? You pray on my mind, stay till I find someone like you. Hey, Bobby! Find someone I can boast to, somebody to hug, a bug and a rug to snuggle up close to. And whenever I do, do you know the who I'll give the most to? You pray on my mind, stay till I find someone like you.
As a result of the Armed Forces' emphasis on scientific research and development, today's serviceman is a skilled professional who works with advanced techniques and equipment in at least one of the many specialized fields. Servicemen in our Armed Forces are offered almost unlimited opportunities in educational pursuits as well as training in the various trades. Upon return to civilian life, today's serviceman will find his training to be of untold value. You can get complete details concerning volunteer enlistment in any of our armed forces at your nearest recruiting office. Now, back to the gang.
Well, that writes bye for now to another week of Happy Gang Broadcasting. We'll be with you again on Monday, same time, same place on your radio dial. Hope you can make it. Till Monday, this is Hugh Bartlett speaking for Bert Pearl, and over the weekend, reminding you to keep happy, won't you? And there they go, ladies and gentlemen. But they'll all be back again on Monday at the same time. The Happy Gang features Kathleen Stokes, Blaine Mathey, Cliff McKay, Jimmy Namaro, Eddie Allen, Bobby Jimby, Joan Iote.
This program came to you from Toronto. You can keep that happy feeling by tuning to another Mutual show, Queen for a Day, every day, Monday through Friday.